So, Sulfie, any questions you have for Sarah about this man?
So the one question, I mean, he's clearly responded. So one question I have is, do CDK4/6 inhibitors work just as well in men as they do in women?
Good question. The original registrational trials that looked at CDK4/6 inhibitors actually excluded men. So we don't have data from men, but actually there are newer trials that are ongoing. There's some more real world experience trials that are now accruing, and these do allow for male patients.
Okay.
But obviously numbers are small and those trials have not reported yet.
Okay.
So we don't know. You know, I think unfortunately with men, the challenge is that it's only really 1% of breast cancer that occurs in males. And so our numbers are small. And unfortunately, the clinical data for treatment strategies is really based on how we would treat women, since we're just really generalizing the results from trials that were conducted in women onto men. You know, I think there are big efforts that are currently ongoing to better collect data in male patients. And there's actually a large effort through the TBCRC that's actually ongoing, looking at specifically genomic alterations that occur in male breast cancer versus women. And so there are now large consortiums that are focused on this.